Well, good evening, and welcome to Storytelling at Folklife. Last time I was outside a bit ago, it was cold and damp. This is the place to be. We are so pleased to have you here, and we are, of course, very pleased that KUOW is sponsoring this stage. If you listen to them, you know that they recognize the value of a good story well told, as we do. Our first performer tonight is a woman, a performer, a musician, who has performed here since Folklife was birthed some 37 years ago. She tells stories, she plays the harp, hammered dulcimer, she tells around the world and back again. Please welcome Maggie Bennett.
Well, I was only 10 years old when I started here. Well, people asked Joseph Campbell one time after he'd studied all the mythologies and folklore of the world, well, what, and all the religions, what are we supposed to do with our lives? And he said, you're supposed to follow your bliss. So that's what I've done with my life, followed my bliss. And this is my bliss. I tell stories, but I like to sing my stories. And I think I got hooked when I was a child because my family always told stories. And if we had lots of time, I'd tell you some of my family stories. But I thought I'd just sing tonight. But I do want to do one of my dad's songs. It's not exactly a story, but it was the one I always ask him for. And it's about a train. It's a nonsense song. And actually, back in the 60s, some of you might remember, I had a Saturday morning kids show on King FM. It was called the Rummy Dummy Line. On the Rummy Line, on the Dummy Line, rain or shine, you pay your fine. Rain or shine, you pay your fine. Ride, ride, riding on the Rummy Dummy Line. I've got a gal down in Mobile. She's got a face like a lemon peel. She's got a wart on the end of her chin. She calls it a dimple, but a dimple turns in. On the Rummy Line, on the Dummy Line, rain or shine, you pay your fine. Rain or shine, you pay your fine. Ride, ride, riding on Rummy Dummy Line. Way down south on Cedar Street, the fellers all grow to be 6 feet. They go to bed, but it ain't no use. Their feet stick out for the chickens to roost. On the Rummy Line, on the Dummy Line, rain or shine, you pay your fine. Rain or shine, you pay your fine. Ride, ride, riding on the Rummy Dummy Line. There once was a doctor, his name was Black. He fell in a well and he broke his back. Well, it served him right, he should have known. Enough to tend the sick and leave the well alone. On the Rummy Line, on the Dummy Line, rain or shine, you pay your fine. Rain or shine, you pay your fine. Ride, ride, ride on the Rummy Dummy Line. I bought me a suit of combination underwear to keep out the cold and the grisly winter air. I had to wear it 6 months, no exaggeration. I couldn't get it off. I lost the combination. On the Rummy Line, on the Dummy Line, rain or shine, you pay your fine. Rain or shine, you pay your fine. Ride, ride, riding on Rummy Dummy Line. Farmer Jones had a terrible scare. He was chased 10 miles by a grizzly bear. Why, the folks all around, they thought he'd lost his mind. See him run miles with a bear behind. On the Rummy Line, on the Dummy Line, rain or shine, you pay your fine. Rain or shine, you pay your fine. Ride, ride, riding on Rummy Dummy Line. There once was a man, his name was Zeke. He wore false teeth, he was quite a freak. He put him on a chair instead of on a shelf, and when he sat down, he bit himself. On the Rummy Line, on the Dummy Line, rain or shine, you pay your fine. Rain or shine, you pay your fine. Ride, ride, riding on the Rummy Dummy Line. Well, just like I grew up back in Ohio, and a little town, wasn't much to do. We played kick the can in the summer and ice skated in the winter. And we sang a lot. And as I said, my family sang a lot. And I liked all those old American songs that tell stories like, Jesse James was a man. He killed many a man. And he robbed Glendale train. He stole from the rich and he gave it to the poor. Had a hand, heart, and a brain. Oh, Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life. Three children, they were brave. But that dirty little coward who shot Mr. Jesse was at home, talking with his family so brave. Robert Ford came along like a thief in the night. He laid poor Jesse in his grave. Jesse had a wife, mourned for his life. Three children, they were brave. That dirty little coward who shot Mr. By Billy Gishay, just as soon as the news did arrive. He said there was no man with a law on his side who could take Jesse James when alive. Oh, Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life. Three children, they were brave. A dirty little coward who has shot Mr. Howard has laid Jesse in his grave. So I got my auto harp when I was pretty young. And then, since it was just a little town, only 2,000 people, for excitement we would take the train to the city and go up to Cleveland, Ohio, and go to the library or the museums where they had programs. And one time a fellow named John Jacob Niles was there, and he had an instrument like this, and I was fascinated by it. And I said, I'd like to have one of those. And he said, you come down to Kentucky to see me, and I'll take you to a fellow who'll make you one. And so I talked my dad into taking me down there. And that's where I first started hearing the wonderful old ballads. Lord Lovell stood at his castle gate. He was combing his milk-white steed. Long came Lady Nancy Bell, wishing her lover good speed, good speed. Where are you going, said she? I am going, my dear love, strange countries for to see, to see. Strange countries for to see. Had not been gone but a year or a day, strange countries for to see. Languishing thoughts came in his mind, Lady Nancy for to see, Lady Nancy for to see. So he rode on his milk-white steed. He came to London town. There he heard St. Bartholomew's bell. People were mourning around, around. Is anybody dead, Lord Lovell, he said. Is anybody dead, said he. A lady is dead, all the people said. Her name, it is Lady Nancy, Nancy. Her name, Lady Nancy. Lady Nancy, she died as it might be today. Lord Lovell died tomorrow. Out of her grave came a red rose bride. Out of his grave grew a briar, a briar. Out of his grave grew a briar. And they grew and they grew to the steepletop. They could grow no higher. There they twined in a lover's knot for all of the world to admire, for all true lovers to admire. So, that's a very old ballad, probably about 15th, 16th century. And they found that these old ballads actually survived best in this country, in Appalachia. And about in the 1890s, a man named Francis Child collected the ballads. And so all these old ballads are numbered, Child this, Child that. It doesn't mean they're for children. It means the collection. But they all have different, a little different versions, so you can't just tell from the title what the song's going to be. So as I got into singing these old medieval ballads, I realized that my friends were all playing guitars and banjos, but wait a minute, that's not what they played back then. They played the harps. And I had a scholarship when I was young to study in Paris, and on the way over on the ship, there were all these Irish people, and they sang songs like this one. In Dublin's fair city, oh, the girls are so pretty. I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. She would wheel a wheelbarrow through the streets, broad and narrow, calling cockles and mussels. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, 'twas no wonder, so were her father and mother before. And they'd wheel their wheelbarrows through the streets, broad and narrow, calling cockles, mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. But she died of a fever, no one could save her, and that was the end of Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheels the barrow through the streets broad and narrow, calling cockles, mussels, alive, alive, oh. So my mother came to visit me while I was living in Paris, and she said, let's go to Ireland, see if we can find our relatives. So any of you who want to do genealogical research in Ireland, I suggest what we did is went to the town where they were from and went to the pub, and by golly, they connected us right up, saved us lots of money and research. And heard all these marvelous old ballads. And after visiting the relatives for a while, he said, how do you like Ireland? I said, I like it, but I'm kind of disappointed. He said, why? I said, well, I was looking for leprechauns, and I haven't seen any. And he said, well, didn't you know they all immigrated to the United States? So, but he said, I'll tell you how to catch one, though, when you find one. You just keep your eyes on him and never blink, and he'll share his gold with you, but let me warn you, you can't trust leprechauns. In a shady nook, one moonlit night, a leprechaun I spied. With scarlet cap and coat of green, a Christian by his side. Was knick-knack-nick, his hammer went upon a tiny shoe. I just laughed to think he was caught at last. He was laughing too. So with tiptoe step and cat-like walk, quite softly I drew nigh. There was mischief in his tiny voice, a twinkle in his eye. He hammered and sang with tiny voice, he drank some Mountain Dew. Oh, I laughed to think he was caught at last, he was laughing too. So as quick as thought I seized that elf, give me your fairy purse, I cried. Oh, my purse, he said, it's in her hand, that lady right there by your side. I turned to look, then the elf was gone.
Oh, what was I to do? I just laughed to think what a fool I'd been, and he was laughing too.
Now, if you go to Ireland, the thing to do is to go to one of the castles, like Bunratty Castle, because after dinner, they bring out the harps, and they play these old ballads from the medieval period. And you know, they're pretty long because, well, there wasn't much else to do. And they had the ballads had three kinds of songs. Songs to make you laugh, songs to make you cry, songs to put you to sleep. And Pat, are you sure now? Pat says I can't sing any of the sleep ones because they have problems with people snoring and disturbing folks. So I won't sing it. I have speaking of lullabies, by the way, though, tomorrow I'll be singing with a world lullaby group, which will be, I think we're even in this theater at 11:40 tomorrow morning. It'll be lullabies from all over the world. And then I'll do my Irish lullabies. But anyhow, this is one of my favorites. I like it because it has a harp in it, a magic harp that can play all by itself. There were two sisters being courted by the same knight. There were two sisters dwelt in a bower. Binori, Binori, there came a knight to be their wooer. Oh, the bonny milldams of Binori. He courted those sisters with golden rings. Binori, Binori, he loved the younger above anything. Oh, the bonny milldams of Binori. Sister, let's walk by the river brim. Binori, oh, Binori, and the elder, she pushed the younger one in. By the bonny milldams of Binori. A famous harper came passing by. Binori, Binori, and the sweet little form he chanced for to spy. Oh, the bonny milldams of Binori. He made a harp of her white breastbones. Binori, Binori, its sound would melt a heart made of stone. Oh, the bonny milldams of Binori. And the strings were made of her yellow hair. Binori, Binori, lo, by itself it would play sweet airs. Oh, the bonny milldams of Binori. He took that harp to her father's hall. Binori, Binori, there were assembled lords and ladies all. Oh, the bonny milldams of Binori. He set the harp on a wee stone. Binori, Binori, it began to sing all alone. Oh, the bonny milldams of Binori. Yonder sits my father the king, Binori, Binori. Besides him sits my mother the queen, bonny milldams of Binori. Yonder sits my brother Hugh, Binori, Binori. Besides him my William, kind and true. Oh, the bonny milldams of Binori. Hark, the very last words I will say. Binori, oh, Binori. My cruel sister it was who did me slay. By the bonny milldams of Binori. For many years, I sang at Camlin Medieval Fair these old ballads. And one time I sang that in one of the glens, and the wind started to blow, and the harp started to play by itself. That really was a perfect finish. They like love songs.
Now, I hope you'll be charitable to this lady because she leaves her husband. But, you know, if you were aristocracy back then, you didn't get to pick who you married. It was all arranged for political reasons or to get your lands next to each other. So be charitable to her.
Oh, there were three gypsies that come to our door. Downstairs ran the lady, oh, and one sang high, the other sang low. One sang Bonnie, Bonnie Biscay, oh. She pulled off her silken gowns, put on hose of leather, oh. Ragged, ragged rags about our door. She ran off with a raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. It was late that night when the Lord came home, inquiring for his lady, oh, and the servant said on every hand, she ran off with Blackjack Davy, oh. Then go saddle up my milk-white steed, ah, the black one's not speedy, oh, I will ride, I'll find my bride who ran off with those raggle-tackle gypsies, oh. So he rode high, he rode low, rode o'er the fields, the copses, so rode and he rode, he found his bride. She was there with a raggle-tackle gypsy, so. What makes you leave your house and lands? What makes you leave your money, oh? What makes you leave your new wedded lord to run with these raggle-taggle gypsies, oh? Well, what care I for your house and lands? What care I for your money, oh? I'd rather have a kiss from my gypsy's lips than you with all of your money, oh. Then go take off your lily-white gloves made of Spanish leather, oh. Give unto me your lily white hand, bid farewell forever, oh. Then she took off her lily white gloves made of Spanish leather, oh. She gave unto him her lily white hand, and she bade farewell forever, oh. Last night you slept in a goose feather bed, ah, the sheets turned down bravely, oh. Tonight you'll sleep on the cold hard ground along with these raggle-tackle gypsies, oh. Last night I slept in a goose feather bed, sheets turned down bravely, oh. Tonight I'll sleep on the cold hard ground in the arms of my raggle-tackle gypsy, oh. Yoo!
One thing, see, there's just a whole lot of wisdom in all these old songs and wonderful morals. And so this one, I would like the ladies in the audience to pay very close attention because if we give you your money's worth, this may come in handy someday. There was an old woman in our town did dwell. She loved her husband dearly, another man twice as well. She went to a doctor to see what she could find, to see what she could find, sirs, to make her old man blind. You feed him eggs and marrow bones and feed that to him all and make him so blind he can't see you at all. So she fed him eggs and marrow bones, she fed it to him all and it made him so blind he couldn't see her at all. Oh, I'm getting old and blind. I'm tired of my life. I'll go to the river and end my strife. Oh, to drown yourself, said she. That would be a sin. I'll go to the river and kindly push you in. That old woman took a run and jump for to push that old man in, and the old man stepped to one side, and the old girl fell in. She yelled for help. She screamed for help. Loudly she did bawl, and the old man said, oh, I'm so blind, I can't see her at all. She swam along, she swam along. She got to the river brim, and the old man got a big long pole and pushed her further in. That old woman, she's dead and gone, and the devil has got her soul. Oh, wasn't she a silly fool not to grab the pole? And here's the moral, ladies. Eggs, marrow bones will make your old man blind. But if you plan to do him in, creep up from behind.
So. So you're always supposed to leave him laughing, but I will give you a very sad one to finish.
There was an old woman had a little pig. Was an old woman had a little piggy. Was an old woman had a little pig. Didn't cost much because he wasn't very big. This little piggy had the run of the farm. This little piggy did a lot of harm. This little piggy got sick on clover. Then it died all over. Little old woman sobbed and sighed. Little old woman sobbed and sighed. Little old woman sobbed and sighed. Then she lay right down and died. Little old man died out of grief. Little old man died out of grief. Little old man died out of grief. Wasn't that a sad relief? So that's the end of the 1, 2, 3. That's the end of the 1, 2, 3. That's the end of the 1, 2, 3. The woman and the man and the little piggy. There's a great big storybook up on the shelf. There's a great big storybook up on the shelf. Great big storybook up on the shelf. Well, if you want any more, tell them yourselves.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I have CDs.
Anybody's interested, I have CDs afterward.
And I have to tell you, Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg just bought one of them. So I'm getting discovered in my old age. I'm the Grandma Moses of folk music.
Thank you, Maggie Bennett.